Visit whatsmypolitics.us. You're listening to What's My Politics, bringing you U.S. Civic Daily Scan, September 5th, 2026, in plain English. We'll cover what happened, why it matters, and what to watch next. Friday brought new federal actions affecting grocery supply, jobs, water rules, and the rules around this fall's elections. The clearest immediate household news is a stronger August jobs report. The beef and water actions are starts of longer policy processes, not instant price changes. Courts also made two election-related decisions that could affect how campaigns spend money and how some states run mail voting. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. August jobs report shows stronger hiring and modest wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported September 4th that employers added 162,000 jobs in August, and the unemployment rate stayed at 4.1%. Average hourly pay for private sector workers rose 0.3% in August and 3.1% over the year. Restaurants and bars added 59,000 jobs. Local government education added 42,000. Manufacturing added 16,000. And information sector employment fell. What to watch? The Consumer Price Index release on September 11 and the Federal Reserve's September 15th, 16th rate decision.
Headline 2. White House orders launch review of meat processing rules and beef labeling. President Trump signed two executive orders on September 4th aimed at cattle ranchers and beef markets. One directs USDA to step up enforcement of unfair or deceptive practices in livestock markets, examine ways eligible state-inspected products could move across state lines, and develop a loan program for small and regional beef processors. The other orders a 90-day review of whether federal law permits mandatory country of origin labels for beef and calls for recommendations on rancher-related regulations and wolf predation policy. What to watch? USDA reports due within 60 days on meat inspection barriers and enforcement plans, plus the 90-day review of country of origin labeling authority.
Headline 3. Federal judge keeps Postal Service mail ballot system blocked through the midterms. U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani, on September 4, issued a preliminary injunction stopping the Postal Service from putting the Trump administration's new mail voting system into effect during the midterm election. The ruling replaces a shorter, temporary block. States may choose to use the system voluntarily, but Associated Press reported that no state had announced plans to do so. What to watch? The Trump administration's expected appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit and continuing state ballot mailing deadlines before the November election.
Headline 4. Supreme Court restores lower TV ad rates for coordinated party ads. For now. The Supreme Court on September 4th paused a lower court ruling that had struck down an FCC notice on discounted political television ad rates. The pause means political parties conducting qualifying coordinated activity with candidates can use the favorable lowest unit charge rates while the case continues. Federal law requires broadcasters to offer those rates to legally qualified candidates during set periods before elections. The dispute is over whether certain party and joint fundraising ads also qualify. What to watch? Whether the challengers ask the Supreme Court to take the full case, and how much coordinated party advertising appears before Election Day.
Headline 5. Missouri asks U.S. Supreme Court to let its newer congressional map be used in November. Missouri filed an emergency request with the U.S. Supreme Court after the Missouri Supreme Court ruled that the state's older congressional map must be used in the November general election unless voters approve the newer map in a referendum. The state court declined Missouri's request to pause its ruling on September 4th. The U.S. Supreme Court has asked opponents of the newer map to respond by Monday, September 7th. What to watch? The response due September 7th and any emergency order from the U.S. Supreme Court before Missouri's ballot change deadline.
Headline 6. EPA and Army open another comment period on which wetlands and waters get federal protection. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of the Army announced September 4 that they are seeking more public input on their proposed rewrite of the term Waters of the United States. The definition sets which waters and wetlands are covered by key Clean Water Act programs. The agencies say the supplemental proposal adds regulatory options as they work on a final rule. A 30-day public comment period will begin when it is published in the Federal Register. What to watch? Publication in the Federal Register, the opening and closing dates for the 30-day comment period, and the agency's eventual final rule. Visit whatsmypolitics.us first. Take the free political profile quiz to map your views across economic, social, foreign affairs, and environmental questions. Now, back to the briefing.
That's today's briefing from whatsmypolitics.us. Follow the linked sources, verify updates with the Responsible Government Office, and make your own call. We'll see you tomorrow. whatsmypolitics.us, a smarter way to apply technology.